अनन्याश्चिन्तयन्तो मां ये जनः परिपासते तेषां नित्याभियुक्तानां योगक्षेमं वहाम्यहम्। अनन्याश्चिन्तयन्तो मां। Those who contemplate without distraction, those who meditate on him, chintan, अनन्याश्चिन्तयन्तो मां ये जनः परिपासते। Those people who do thorough worship, tesham nitya abhiyuktanam, they are constantly engaged as yoga kshemam vahamyaham. Yoga and kshema vahamyaham, I will do yoga kshema and kshema, I will protect what they have and I will provide what they lack. The 9th chapter discussion on Karmakanda is very similar to the 2nd chapter discussion on Karmakanda, except that the 2nd chapter talked about shifting one's focus from the attainment of heavens to self-realization. Whereas the 9th chapter focuses on shifting the attention from attainment of heaven to devotional service. So Krishna had also told over there that in 2.42-43 that Pushpitam Vacham, these are flowery words. Now flowers, they blossom but not for long. So like that, the flowery word, the promises that come from those flowery words, they do not last for long. One goes to heaven, but one falls back. And therefore, one who strives to do the Vedic rituals and rise to heaven, that person is not very intelligent, Krishna states. There, avipaschitaha, he uses in 2.42 and 43. And 44, he says how such a thing distracts one from atmagyan, from focusing on spiritual cultivation, spiritual realization. Then 45, he uses the same word yoga kshema as he has used in 9.22. So there it's 2.45 is Traigunya Vishaya Veda Nistraigunyo Bhavarjuna Nirdvandvo Nityasattvastho Niryoga Kshema Atmavan. So he says that there the Vedas talk about subjects within the three modes, therefore Arjuna rise beyond the three modes and Nirdvandvo Nityasattvastho, go beyond duality, go be situated in pure goodness, and then Niryoga Kshema Atmavan. Become Niryoga Kshema. That means free from worry about provision and protection. And focus on Atmavan. Understand that the Atma is real wealth. And don't worry about protection or provision of material things. Just focus on Atma. Van means possessor. Like Dhanvan is a person who has wealth. Atmavan is one who has possession of the soul. That means such a person is aware of one's identity as soul and keeps one's consciousness in that awareness. Now in contrast to that, where Krishna is saying, Yoga Kshema Atmavan. Niryoga Kshema Atman. Be not concerned about Yoga Kshema. Here Krishna says that actually if you are concerned about Yoga Kshema, Yoga Kshemam Vahamyaham. I will provide for your needs. Vahamyaham. This means that Krishna is promising here that it's not just a negative instruction, a prohibition that the Lord is giving, but He is giving a positive assurance that enables us to see the positive amidst whatever negative has happened. So here Krishna doesn't say Atmavan, he says Ananyaschintayanto Mam. So to the extent we meditate on Krishna constantly, to that extent it is Krishna who sees and appreciates our sincere and focused devotion and reciprocates by taking care of that which will distract us from devotion. Krishna's provision is in reciprocation to our intention and our determination. Why can't Krishna protect and provide even when we are not consistently focused on Him? He can and He does. Now, ultimately, we cannot do anything without Krishna's will. So, He does help us at all times. But as long as we want to be controllers, we want to be doers, and that comprises a distraction. That intention itself comprises a distraction. And because we want the sense of doership and controllership, so Krishna allows us to do that by withdrawing His intervention in our actions or in our plans. But when we focus on Krishna, that does not mean that we become neglectful of our worldly responsibilities, but rather we don't neglect our focus on Krishna because of our worldly responsibilities. We balance the two. We don't see the two as separate. Oh, this is the time for Krishna and this is the time for my worldly responsibilities. We see this is the time for Krishna and this is also the time for Krishna. Even my worldly responsibilities are also meant for Krishna. And we see more the Krishna connection of those responsibilities than the world connection of those responsibilities. So Ananya, now the word Ananya Krishna has used earlier in 9.13 when he has said Mahatma Anistumam Partha Daivim Prakriti Mashita Bhajanti Ananya Manaso Gyatva Bhutati Mavyayam. So he said Bhajanti Ananya Manaso, they worship me without any distraction, and here it is Ananya Chintayanto Mam. So Krishna is talking about the same level of people over here. So, 9.11.12 were contrasted with 13.14. Well, 11.12 were those who offended Krishna by considering His form to be material, and 13.14 were those who devoted themselves to Krishna. That contrast was between two extremes in one sense. Now, here the contrast is subtler. Both are dharmic, but there is aparadharma and there is paradharma. So Krishna says that in the previous verse, those who worship Him through the Vedic rituals, they go to the heavens and they fall back from there. But so here Ananya Chintayantoma means that they are not distracted through the Vedic rituals. They worship Krishna directly by the practice of bhakti. And by such practice, when they move onwards towards Krishna, they are taken care of by Krishna. So Ananya refers, in general it refers to no distraction from anything. Specifically here, if we look at the verses coming before as well as after this verse, we will see that Ananya refers to not being distracted by worship of the devatas. Tesham nityabhiyuktanam, those people who are nityabhiyuktanam, constantly engaged. Krishna says, Yoga Kshemam Vahamyaham. So, provision and protection I will do personally. And there is, of course, the famous story of Arjunacharya when he was such a great saint and devotee that he did not bother about taking care of his needs. And once the Lord Himself came to his house carrying an abandoned stockpile of grains. Lord Chaitanya also told Shivas Thakur that the goddess of fortune may go begging, but you will not, there will be no shortage in your house, O Shivas Thakur. So as sadhakas, this verse we can see as a very strong proclamation of Krishna's protection, and thus we can reject distraction. We can ensure that by meditating on this promise of Krishna, the reassurance that is implicit in this verse, we can avoid getting distracted towards the world and its many temptations, tribulations, all of which are ultimately distractions. Now, in India, there's a life insurance corporation which has misappropriated the slogan. They say, Yoga Kshemam Vahamyaham. We will provide what you... We will do this, but actually, no one can protect us as properly. No, Krishna is the ultimate insurance. No other insurance can protect us the way Krishna can. Because, you know, even when we have life insurance, say, the insurance doesn't benefit us. It benefits those who are survivors. Those who will leave behind, it benefits them. And yes, certainly, we have a responsibility of taking care of others, our loved ones, but we also have a responsibility to our own souls. And we should know that apart from Krishna, there is no one who can actually do Yoga Kshemam Vahami for all time to come. Thank you.